The next patient is Pauline Barber. The last name is B-A-R-B-E-R, Barber. Beta Alpha Roger, Beta Echo Roger, Barber, Pauline. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that we have in the office because of the CKD stage 3B. The patient doesn't have activity in the urinary sediment, doesn't have proteinuria. The kidney function has remained stable. The estimated GFR is around 35 mL per minute, period. Number two, the patient has anemia. This anemia has been stable in the CBC. The patient has a hemoglobin of 12.9, hematocrit of 39. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that has been treated with the administration of Uloric. Ever since he started the administration of Uloric, the amount of pain has decreased, period. We know that this patient will get benefit of the administration of Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. However, the patient is hesitant to accept the infusions, period. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis. This patient is treated by the rheumatologist, Dr. A. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Period, she has been on hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams on daily basis. She used to take prednisone, 2.5 milligrams. The prescription is still standing. The patient doesn't know whether or not she's taking it. We made a point in letting her know that she has to see whether or not she takes the medication and let us know. Following number. Secondary hyperparathyroidism that is stable. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency that is treated with the administration of vitamin B12 on monthly basis. The vitamin B12 levels are adequate. Following number, the patient has a systolic murmur that is 3/6 that is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Torres. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease treated with the administration of pantoprazole. Period. We are aware that the pantoprazole could impair the kidney function. The kidney function has remained stable. The patient symptoms get significant if we stop the pantoprazole and even if we use the famotidine. Since the patient is in very stable condition, we are going to reevaluate her in 6 months with laboratory workup.